Good day, everyone. So we are on 29, day 29 of our journey. And this one is entitled, Used by God to Turn the Enemy's Plans Upside Down. Amen to that. Restful one, listen with your spirit to the word of God for you. Mordecai recorded these events. And he sent letters to all the Jews throughout the provinces of King Xerxes, near and far, to have them celebrate annually the 14th and 15th day of the month of Adar, as the time when the Jews got relief from their enemies, and as the month when their sorrow was turned into joy and their mourning into a day of celebration. He wrote them to observe the days as days of feasting and joy and giving presents of food to one another and gifts to the poor. Esther 9:20-22. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Colossians 2:15. When the Jews were in captivity, an evil man named Haman tried to destroy the nation of the Jews. He got the authority of the king by deception. He passed laws directing the killing of the Jews. God moved in a powerful way to save the Jews and to secure their peace and prosperity within an enemy people. Mordecai ordained 2 days of celebration after their sorrow was turned into joy. When Jesus was on the cross, he appeared to be losing everything. Yet his death on the cross paid the penalty for your sins and mine. Therefore, Satan has no more legal right over us once we confess our sins and claim the salvation and protection that our Father offers us through Jesus. So the death of Jesus on the cross was not to the end of something, but rather the beginning. It was not a tragedy, but a triumph. Not a time when Satan won, but a time when he became a public spectacle. The righteous death of one holy man, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, released salvation for every person in the world who will acknowledge their sin and embrace the truth of his saving power. Restful one, I bless you with full understanding of the gift of complete forgiveness that Jesus Christ offers. I bless you with the desire to surrender control of your life to Jesus as your Lord, allowing him to be your master, governing you, protecting you, and allowing all other blessings to come, become a reality for you as you trust him completely with every part of your being. I bless you with the joy of regularly seeing Satan's plans to destroy people turned upside down and seeing God bring good out of potentially painful life circumstances. I bless you with the joy of partnering with your Father to take many situations that Satan intends for harm and defeating the enemy's plan for evil and turning bad situations into beauty as you experience your Father's presence with you. I bless you as a normal course of life to see the problems that Satan brings into the world used by God to reveal new wisdom, new grace, new strength, and new freedom as God makes a public spectacle of his enemy and yours through you. I bless you with God's perspective on the pain and suffering in the world, that it will be an opportunity for you to rise to your calling and live up to a fuller potential than you have ever known. I bless you with partnering with God for his purposes, using problems as a platform to see him work in ways that are unmistakably him. I bless you with these blessings of victory and bringing the victory of the cross forward to the present. I bless you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, your Lord. Oh Lord, it is so interesting to think of you having such a finality in the victory. I mean, I think most of us know it, but such a tremendous, earth-shattering, heaven-shaking, disruptive force that completely disarmed and you made a public spectacle of your enemies. That it's done. That it's happened. and it's playing itself out in everyone's lives, that moment, kind of like the moment where they think the Big Bang happened, where all life began, that something catalytic happened, you know, reconciling the past and working its way out to the future, all of which to culminate in your return, in whatever depends on everyone's eschatology, but whatever it is that it is to truly look like, no matter what we perceive, the preconceived ideas are going to be, that there's an outworking of this taking place in our lives. But Lord, that we would see, witness, and then even be given the privilege to be a part of the turning the enemy's plans upside down. So many times, Lord, that you've allowed me the privilege to know great people, but also to be a part of the process of healing, of reconciling, and watching your work in redeeming of lives. There are the instantaneous, like lightning bolt moments, where someone is set free, or healed of something, or some great thorn is removed from their flesh. But oftentimes I've seen a process take place. There's a process that you'll walk people through. And then that walking through of a process, of which many of us are in a process right now, there's something that is imparted, some level of authority, something that happens in that place, some level of impartation of or transference or osmosis or something, that matriculation of who you are and who we know you to be and what we learn in that process, that also gains us a proximity to you, the ultimate authority, but a place of where we start to walk in a level of authority of the things that we've overcome with you and through you, and you through us. And this, in a place I've seen so many times, that my words of saying it are that God's vengeance looks different than our own. That your vengeance, Lord, looks different than our idea of vengeance, and that sometimes you take the things that were done to us, things that were designed to destroy us, things that were meant for evil, and we want them to be turned to good, that, you know, like sour turns into sweet, but oftentimes the very thing that was being used against us, that was supposed to destroy us, you in your process heal us and deliver us. But Lord, that you lead us into this place where now we have authority and we become the instruments of your vengeance, where we now are the ones that are going forth and destroying the enemies. We now are taking the very things that are supposed to be, you know, leading us into captivity, and we are leading people out into freedom, that we now become those. And so that there's hope in every situation that has come and transpired in our life, that there is a place of overcoming in you and with you, and that the very things that were used against us are the very things that catalyze and become great places of victory and authority in our own lives. And in that place, we're rescuing, we're destroying the kingdom, we're bringing your kingdom into all these type of places. You're now using us, and the things that the enemy meant for evil now become good. And that we then become the thing, not only that has been, in a sense, turned upside down, but that we become instruments where the enemy's plans are now turned upside down and God's ultimate plan can be come into play. So, Lord, I don't pray in my humanity for any of us to have to endure any more than we already have. And I have no doubt that the people that are listening to my voice, I can tell right now, I can see some of it, have been through things that they don't ever even want to speak about. And I'm so sorry for each and every person that has endured things that they shouldn't have. Have seen things that they should never have seen, that have been betrayed, stabbed in the back, abused by people of authority, physically, spiritually, emotionally. where our parents, try as they might, just fell short of what you, who you are and who you are wanting them to be in our lives. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that not one stone go unturned. Just like, you know, I've prayed that, like Samuel, that not one word fall to the ground. But that, Lord, that the fields of promise, all that you've set for at the table or across the span of the lives of the people that are under the hearing of my voice, that not one kernel, not one nugget be wasted. And that, Lord, you would turn the enemy's plans upside down into every area of their life. That, Lord, that your victory spans from end to end, coast to coast. That, Lord, there is no end. That is always going out. That as your creation is expanding, so is your victory. That it is so complete that we can't even seem to be able to fathom its truth and reality. Lord, today that we would grab hold of a greater truth. That today, Lord, we would somehow come into a greater understanding, a greater encapsulation, a greater revelation, a greater encounter, Lord, with the finality and the grandiosity of who you are and what has already been done, and that, Lord, that that create a shaking within us and our soul, that not one structure or system that the enemy has tried to set up over us can stand. That today, Lord, that the earth would shake, the heavens would roar, the seas would roar, that there be a collision in the spirit where your kingdom that is already done and finished, so much of the work, the Lord, that there be a cascading effect today. Through us, the redeeming of our bloodlines, Lord, forward through the future and the generations that are on the earth and that are still to come. And that, Lord, that we would not just see your hand move, but, Lord, that we would be part of the extension of your hand to see it take place. Lord, it is something to experience a miracle. It is something to hear about a miracle or see a miracle. But there's something that changes you when you become part of that miracle taking place. It is the kindest thing, the most humbling thing that you've ever allowed me to experience, me personally. And I've never forgotten it. And I always knew that, Lord, you could have chosen someone else to do it. It was always the greatest honor to serve you, Lord. Lord, I pray everybody here have fresh encounters and fresh access, that you would remind them of every time and make them aware of every time that you've done this in our lives and all that we've been able to see, because we are creatures that have seem to be very short-sighted or have a short-term memories. But Lord, there would be fresh opportunity, a freshness over, and a hunger, Lord, and a fervor, Lord, to see the destruction. It's one of the main reasons that we are here, to destroy the works of the enemy. That, Lord, that the plans of the enemy to be turned upside down, and there is an active place that we play in it, and there is also a place where we sit and rest in you, knowing in the core of our being every day more and more it settles in of who we are, who you are, and these things manifesting before us. That it's a truth, not a, it's a truth that is, I don't know how to say what I'm seeing. It's something that is not to be aspired to, but something that is already transpired, that it is a truth. not something that is going to become true or that we hope is true, but it is something that is truth. The Lord, that we can release, that we can receive this deep within us, Lord, so that it can release powerfully from us. And Lord, today, that the plans of the enemy and the works of the enemy to be destroyed and the plans to be turned upside down. And Lord, whether it's in our own personal life or the lives of those around us, Lord, will we get to participate in it or witness it? Or whether we're as a Mordecai, where many, many are affected. And I pray too, Lord, that for all of us that seem to have small minds, small perspectives on who we are or our plans, which is really just minimizing who you are, that there be a new grandiosity of what is possible. For what you want to achieve, release, and be done, including the overturning and the turning upside down of the enemy's plans and the domino effect of what anything that we do or touch can ignite. But today, Lord, let something in this be released today, that there be more things to be turned upside down, more awareness of these types of things, Lord, and that there is times when we're supposed to act. There are things that we need to work on, and there are things that you're going to do. And Lord, that there be a settling of these things within us, Lord, and we see this released and manifest today, Lord, in Jesus' holy name.